Jackie Edwards pushes her teal bike up the hill on the Chester Creek Trail toward the Bridge over Northern Lights.
I am bike commuting from work to my house.
It's her first time trying it.
I'm just trying to include a little bit more activity in my life. And I've always wanted to ride my bike to work, but really didn't have the guts. And within the last week or so, I've just decided to give it a shot.
She says, as a beginner, it's exhausting, but worth it.
Yeah, I get to see pockets of my community that I would never ever see driving in my vehicle, so it's great.
Edwards is joining more than 1,800 regular bike commuters in Anchorage. It seems like a small number. It's only 1.1% of all commuters in the city, but it's almost twice the national average. And the number doesn't account for folks who bike other places, like to the grocery store or to volunteer positions like Chris Black.
For me, I like it. It's a really good alternative, and you could lose a few pounds and stuff like that. So,
Black says he bikes because it's healthy for him. Bill Popp from the Anchorage Economic Development Corporation says it's also healthy for the local economy. Retail sales are up for bikes and bike parts. And Popp says making the community more bike-friendly attracts young professionals and, to a degree, some businesses.
When they're thinking about making an investment in a city, what kind of a cultural and environmental opportunity does that city represent to the workforce that they're going to want to hire, either by importing that workforce or hiring it locally and then retaining it?
But along with all of the positives, there are some negatives. Cyclist and driver Julie Sidoris says she's been almost hit by cars a few times, and sometimes drivers are just rude to her.
Cyclists and cars interact on the road together, and there's a lot of anxiety and frustration on both sides, and I think that improvements could be made to make the two coexist better on the road.
So what's the solution? She says one is increasing awareness. She's proposing a Share the Road specialized license plate to the next legislature. But Bicycle Commuters of Anchorage co-founder Brian Littman says sometimes it's even easier than that. He says reports confirm that there's safety in numbers.
So with more people out bicycling, motorists become more aware and recognize that there's bicyclists on the road. And so I think we're seeing motorists, just the behaviors are starting to change. And I'm seeing a lot more motorists that are recognizing me at crosswalks and waving me through. And that makes it a much safer city to bike in.
Littman says the city also needs better marking and signage on bike lanes and bike routes, so people are more likely to see the cyclists. Back on the trail, Edwards, the first-time bike commuter, says making use of the new perspective of being on a bike helps, too.
I don't know. I think it's interesting. I'm more aware. More aware just paying attention to all the traffic around me versus when I'm, like, you know, in my car. I mean, I pay attention, but I just don't want to get hit. So you have to be more aware.
After her brief rest, she's ready to finish her ride. She hops on her bike and is off. In Anchorage, I'm Ann Hillman.